I think all of us at some point in our lives were exposed to the dream that emerged in the mid-19th century of labor growing as a force in industrializing societies, of people organizing unions, organizing political parties that would speak not only for working men and women, but would speak for the communities of working men and women. Since, for at least 30 years, I think maybe closer to 40 years, the labor movement in the United States has been showing signs of atrophy, members diminishing, successes both in the workplace and in politics also come much less frequently. The ability of workers to organize under legislation passed in the 1930s has diminished. And the unions that were the backbone of a strong labor movement, the miners, the steel workers, the automobile workers, the mill workers, the garment workers, all of those unions are shadows of their former selves. They struggle to remain as organizations, and in an almost pitiable way, they try to make up for their loss of labor power by investing themselves in electoral politics.